Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Junior Kennedy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The center fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brad Mills. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Sanderson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Scott Sanderson. And now, play ball. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Youngblood. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sandberg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood takes first base on ball four. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Youngblood moves to third. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Brad Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills takes first base on ball four. Oliver moves to second. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone strikes out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Davis reaches second base with a double. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Youngblood who is chasing the ball. Henderson reaches third base with a triple. Davis scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy takes first base on ball four. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins bunts towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jenkins for the out. Henderson scores. Kennedy moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sandberg hits a fly ball into center field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear strikes out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn strikes out. Two outs. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sandberg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Buckner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnstone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Raines moves to second. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive towards short. Bauer catches it and throws to second to double up Raines. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Henderson moves to second. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Henderson steals third. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jenkins strikes out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Sandberg hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0 Cubs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Durham. Carter reaches second base with a double. Brad Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Mills hits a fly ball into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromarty strikes out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Cubs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham strikes out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnstone hits a fly ball into center field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Wallace Johnson pinch hits for Scott Sanderson. Wallace Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Buckner. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Wallace Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Durham, who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Jenkins. Johnson scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Cubs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bryn Smith now pitching. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a line drive into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry Morales now playing center field. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Brad Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mills hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter moves to second. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-2 in the game. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Carter moves to third. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 3-for-3 in the game, with a double and 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bauer moves to second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales strikes out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnstone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Youngblood. Johnstone reaches second base with a double. Bauer scores. Buckner goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1, Cubs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Flynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Morales. Flynn reaches second base with a double. Dan Norman pinch hits for Bryn Smith. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman strikes out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Youngblood hits a fly ball into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dan Schottsetter now pitching. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shot center fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jenkins moves to second. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brad Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mills takes first base on ball 4. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-3 in the game. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mills moves to third. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spear hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mills scores. Cromarty moves to second. It's 9-2, Cubs. Brian Little pinch runs for Chris Spear. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Flynn hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Brian Little now playing shortstop. Tim Blackwell now catching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 4-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Johnstone hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Flynn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Wallach pinch hits for Dan Schottsetter. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a fly ball into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Youngblood hits a line drive towards short. Bauer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and Montreal Expos, 2. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.